technically.
Hey, Zopi, doing?
Yes, Jim.
Hey, how's it going? It's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing this morning or afternoon?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with you here real quick. A couple weeks back, we mailed out an offer to the business. Looks like it was based off some financing you did over there with People's United for some equipment. Does that sound familiar?
What about it? What about People's United?
Yeah, so based off that relationship you had over there with them, we were able to get you pre-approved with us for some equipment and capital. Looks like about $250K or so. I just wanted to see how business was going for you this summer.
It's going really busy, yeah.
Really
but
busy?
I'm really busy, but I'm not in the market for any purchasing right now.
No equipment? Okay, did you bring on anything new this year yet?
Nope, I don't. I bought something, it's not a personal equipment, I just bought my personal truck, but that's about all I
Okay. Yeah, no worries. So is there a normal time of year you do like to sit down and do that kind of stuff, or is that kind of just as needed?
As I need it, if something pops up where I need it, then I'll do it. It's not just...
Of course.
I think for the rest of the year, I think we're done.
Yeah, okay. Do you have someone you typically go through? Do you like to use People's United quite a bit, or is that kind of just a one-time thing?
No, at this point, I think if you ever going to go through that, I got all my finance through Wells Fargo, here locally.
Oh, you're going through Wells Fargo. Okay. Yeah, you know. Okay, so you got, how many cranes you got going over there?
I got four of them right now.
Four of them? Oh, nice. And what's your highest ton one?
70.
70, okay, nice. That's a pretty decent size there. So, you guys, I know you said it's been really busy over this last summer, so does that mean you're on track to do more than last year, sales-wise?
No, I don't want anything more than what I've done.
Okay, trying to just keep it maintained and stay where you're at right now.
Stay where you're at, yeah, that's all I'm going to do. I don't think I'm going to do anything else.
Okay, no worries. And how long are you able to like keep up on maintenance on the cranes you have? How's that work out?
For so far, that's all I'm doing. That's why I don't want to get any bigger than what I am, because if I go any bigger, I'm not going to be able to.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. Do you have somebody, like a mechanic there on in your shop that does that, or are you able to do it on your own?
Some on my own, some I just have somebody here locally come and help me out with it.
Okay. Nice, okay. So I know you said you've been pretty busy, so and you're not looking to grow, but is overall sales-wise, like what you've done, is are you going to beat last year by chance?
I don't know. What are all these questions? What do I need to answer you all these questions?
Oh, no, I'm just trying to get a better feel for your business here. I'm curious. I specialize in, construction, cranes, that kind of stuff, and I'm just trying to get a better feel for...
Just to get a better feel for it, yeah. Well,
I try to create a relationship with you here and so hopefully earn your business in the future. Next time you're looking to bring on a new piece of equipment, I'd like it if you were able to trust me by, gaining a little conversation here. And, we were both asking each other questions and kind of see what we could do. And, maybe sometime down the road when you're looking to bring on something new, you can reach out to me.
Okay. Well, I like I said, I don't think I'm going to get anything. I had enough with what I have now. What I have right now, just too busy. I mean, if I want to expand anymore, it's just a lot more headaches, and I don't need them anymore.
Oh no, I completely understand that. And the reason I was calling you today is just to kind of build that first relationship and kind of just see what you may have. And that's all I was doing here is just following up with you.
Okay.
Yeah. So why don't I grab your email? I know you don't have anything right now. I'll shoot you over a quick note. It'll have my info in it. That way, if something comes up that you're not expecting, you can always have me there and keep me on file.
I'm not going to do it. I don't think I'm going to buy anything else. I'm going to shrink instead. So there's no sense for me to just or waste your time or waste, you know, waste my time when I get more emails that I don't need anymore. At this point, I'm going to start shrinking instead of getting anything new.
Okay, I understand that, but if something were to break down, you'd have to replace it, though, right?
No, I'll just get rid of it and done with it.
Okay, so, like, even capital-wise, you know, either way, something could always come up there, you know?
If it does, oh well, I don't know where to go, but, you know, right now, I'm in the middle of something, and I got to get it done.
All righty, well, yep, you have a good one.
Thanks.